From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton jumped back onto the campaign trail Tuesday. Comes after a bitter first head-to-head debate in which Clinton frequently forced her prickly opponent onto the back foot. The White House hopeful sparred over temperament, stamina, judgment, and other issues in a televised matchup Sunday night. In a snap CNN poll of 521 voters, 62% judged that Clinton had won the debate against 27% for Trump. You can read more details on the debate at voanews.com. Syria's army took control of a rebel-held district in central Aleppo Tuesday. It comes after days of heavy airstrikes that killed dozens and sparked allegations of war crimes. In the first advance since announcing plans last week to retake all of the divided city, pro-government troops seized the Farafifa district northwest of Aleppo's historic citadel. Bombings targeting shopping areas in Shiite districts of the Iraqi capital Tuesday killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50, according to security and medical officials. The Islamic State jihadist group claimed the attack in the Baghdad Judada neighborhood in the east of the city. Turkey has dismissed 87 staff from its spy agency over alleged links to the failed July 15th coup, according to state media Tuesday. The National Intelligence Organization suspended 141 personnel in an internal investigation. Two Afghan soldiers with suspected Taliban links killed at least 12 of their comrades as they slept in the northern province of Kunduz, according to officials. It's the latest so-called insider attack. This is VOA News. Panama Tuesday asked the United States to extradite former President Ricardo Martinelli to face charges of spying against opposition members while in power. The foreign ministry said it had formally filed the request with the State Department through the Panamanian Embassy in Washington, D.C. Martinelli served as president from 2009 to 2004 and is believed to be living in Miami. Britain vowed Tuesday to oppose any attempt to create an EU army following the Brexit vote, although the head of NATO denied that European defense cooperation would undermine the transatlantic alliance. This latest development comes as a European Union defense ministers met in Bratislava. The World Trade Organization Tuesday downshifted its global trade forecast, warning that anti-globalization rhetoric and Brexit were pushing trade growth to its slowest pace since the financial crisis. The warning comes as talks on a landmark free trade deal between the European Union and the United States battle stiff opposition and as Britain's EU exit causes jitters. A new report from the World Health Organization indicates more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution, contributing to a number of health problems. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
New data released Tuesday by the UN Health Watchdog shows that the problem is most prevalent in large cities, but people may be surprised to find out how bad the air quality is in rural areas. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, WHO Public Health and Environment Director Maria Nera describes the situation as a global public health emergency.
It's extremely important to put this data outside for politicians to understand, for citizens to be aware of this, for countries to take action, and for all of us to move into promoting some interventions that will cause reduction of air pollution, and by doing so, reducing those 6.5 million deaths caused by air pollution every year.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Americas is the first region of the world to eliminate measles. That's according to an international committee of experts with the Pan American Health Organization. The last case of measles was reported in the Americas in 2002. The third typhoon to hit Taiwan in 2 weeks killed 4 people and injured scores on Tuesday. It brought violent winds and heavy rains as school and offices closed. Typhoon Megi forced thousands to evacuate their homes. The Israeli ex-president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Shimon Peres was fighting for his life Tuesday after a stroke suffered early this month, according to a source close to the statement. The downturn in a 93-year-old's condition came about 2 weeks after his hospitalization. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.